Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus being brought to you by LG Seeds. Today, University's Extension Forage Specialist Dr. Bruce Anderson is focusing on the greening up of your alfalfa.
Alfalfa will soon start to green up and grow in most areas, at least those plants that survive the winter. Stands will need to be evaluated soon. Alfalfa usually comes through the winter in pretty good shape in our area, so rarely do I worry much about it, and I hope we will avoid serious losses this year. But some fields went into winter in weakened shape because of the dry summer. And the lack of snow cover and cold temperatures this winter could have permitted cold injury. Or more likely, it enabled dry winter winds to dry out and kill some exposed plants. Evaluate your own stands early this spring. Older dryland fields that have fewer than 30 new shoots per square foot coming from two or three plants may need to be rotated soon to a different crop and new fields planted to alfalfa. Very productive sites, such as irrigated and sub-irrigated fields, should have at least 40 shoots per square foot from 4 to 6 plants. Anything less is a strong candidate for rotation. We tend to lose about 1/10 of a ton in yield potential for every shoot below these numbers. Check for these densities in several areas of your fields when the early shoots are 4 to 6 inches tall. Since some shoots begin growing later than others, stands with enough plants but slightly low shoot density may be all right, especially if shoot height and distribution is fairly uniform. But if plant density is low or shoot growth is not uniform, yields probably will be lowered. Check your alfalfa stands as growth begins. Then you will still have time to make any needed changes in your cropping plans.
We'll be back to take a look at those area hay prices coming up after this from LG Seeds.